have Jason Quinn, the CFO of Absa Group, with me to give us some insights on the trends and discussions that he's undertaken to this point at the World Economic Forum. What has been the key takeaway for you?
Things that were emerging issues 3 years ago are real issues today. So if you think about something like companies making commitments to net zero carbon emissions and things, that was a theoretical conversation a few years ago. We've moved way past that into actual commitments. We've moved into strategies, plans, operations, infrastructure, and things like that. So some of the trends that were there a few years ago, you can see how they've progressed well. And then, of course, today there's all the doom and gloom around the global economy, and all the impact that might have on the world. So, you know, it's a combination of new and emerging issues and progress on old ones.
The Global Risk Report 2023 was published. Cost of living is the number one risk, which of course could see attention moving away from our shared risks of climate change, adaptation and mitigation. Do you think we're going to see this inner focus really starting to take away from our shared vision and our shared responsibility?
Well, absolutely. I think there's going to be lots of discourse and dissonance on this thing. If you look at those United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, they all make a lot of sense to all of us, but there's inherent conflicts in some of them. If you think about Africa and the just transition away from carbon and towards renewables and the opportunity that presents, but how complicated that transition can be. That report was also quite startling. If you think about in the USA, 2 out of 3 households struggling to pay their bills at the end of every month. So this isn't an emerging market issue, this is a global issue. Then you move into, you know, finance, like you say, and the flow of funds and how seamless that has become, but then how the risk has emerged in things like FTX so quickly. I mean, FTX was a headline sponsor here last year. We met the Sam, he was around here. And today, you know, the world lost, I think they're talking about $3 trillion of wealth through that collapse. And somehow we're still here. Resiliently, you know, that's a fortune of money that was lost, but somehow the world finds a way to adapt and continue. So although there's many risks in that report, and rightly so, I still am a bit of an optimist that these are challenges that can be overcome with collaboration.
Jason, how is Team South Africa being received here? Is everybody talking about our load shedding?
You know, the world's got so much other stuff to talk about as well. So clearly that's just one of the topics that comes up when we talk to people. I mean, Team South Africa has been a long-standing constituent of this forum, and rightly so. And it's been very good for South Africa. And I think we're warmly welcomed in every interaction that we come to in a supportive way and in also a commercial way. So I think we stand tall here.
And then just a final question. So Klaus Schwab, Professor Klaus Schwab, saying that the world is changing. That is the one thing that we can be sure of. What is going to happen down the line? We have no clue whatsoever. But do you find this forum useful in helping to, I suppose, think tank to collaborate around views globally to help assess what the future may potentially turn out to be?
Yeah, Bronwyn, I think it's absolutely useful, like you say. If you go back over a couple of years, you know, it's been a gathering point for people. So us as Absa, we come here, we meet with our global partners in person. That's a huge opportunity. That causes better innovation in our company. It causes like us to think carefully about strategy. So we get real commercial benefit from interacting with partners. And then there's also personal development for our leadership, you know, to come here. And as you say, listen to people at the coalface of many of the problems. And for me personally, I attend a lot of different sessions that have nothing to do with finance, just to find out more about all sorts of interesting things. You know, so it's an incredible personal development week, but also a real commercial interaction on a variety of strategic issues.
What is the thing that you are most looking forward to, which is not finance related and is personal development related?
Yeah, there's a session on agriculture later around how to do all sorts of new technology with drones and things like that, and especially with using water more carefully. And there's a farmer that's going to talk to us about how he's been able to increase production dramatically with far less water. So something like that, I think, would be like not directly related to what I do, but it sounds fascinating.
Jason, thank you so much. Such a pleasure chatting to you. I've been chatting to Jason Quinn, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Absa Group, joining me here, Davos 2023.